Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Namo myoho renge kyo. Truly appreciate your participation. Today's Gosho is The Person and the Law. This is a letter Nichiren wrote to Nanjo Tokumitsu when he was a young man. He wrote this letter in 1281, a year or so before he passed away. And that's Nichiren, that is. And you know, this is not long after, within a couple of years of the Atsuhara persecution, of which Nanjo Tokumitsu was very important in that event, in his support, as you'll recall, of the many supporters and students of Nichiren at that time that were being persecuted by the samurai government, the shogunate. Nanjo was the steward of a region, and he took a lot of these people in, fed them, protected them. And for doing that, the shogunate came down on him and took a lot of his wealth away, and and used his people as slave labor, and really put a high impact on his family, and they had trouble surviving for a while. And I think at this point, Nanjo took ill. Don't know what exactly his illness was. He did recover and went on to live another 50 years. So that's the scene. And let's just get into it, okay? The Person and the Law. I've just heard from your messenger that you are suffering from a serious illness. I hope you will recover soon and come to see me. Also, I've received your gift of a horseload of salt, a sack of soybeans, a bag of seaweed, and a bamboo container of sake. I have not seen you since you returned home from the province of Kozuke, and I have been wondering how you are. I can hardly find words to say how much I appreciate your sincerity in sending me a letter and the many gifts. Reading these letters, you would think that although Nichiren describes his retirement into a very simple shelter, where once again you can see daylight through the walls, he must have a secondary building to house all of this stuff. It'd be interesting to do some research and let me know if you found anything. I haven't come across anything yet of what these shelters may have actually looked like in the day, right? It's safe to say, though, they weren't living in any palaces, Nichiren or any of his people. As you well know, a sutra says that the boy Virtue Victorious, who offered a mud pie to the Buddha, was later reborn as King Ashoka, who ruled over most of the southern continent of Jambudvipa. Again, this is all, these are all personages, right? So the example there is that from a very humble beginnings, a king can be made. This isn't an actual incarnation or reincarnation, nothing like that. Since the Buddha is worthy of respect, the boy was able to receive this great reward, even though the pie was only mud, because it wasn't about the pie, it was about the attitude and the intent, which you hear me repeat all the time, right? Shakyamuni Buddha teaches, however, that one who makes offerings to the votary of the Lotus Sutra in the latter age for even a single day will gain benefit 100,000, 10,000, million times greater than one would by offering countless treasures to the Buddha himself for a million kalpas. How wonderful, then, is your wholeheartedly supported having wholeheartedly supported the votary of the Lotus Sutra over the years. So this is something that we encounter constantly. Nichiren reminds that although Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, was the original founder of the path to enlightenment, to Buddha, because Buddha is not a person, remember, it's a mind state. That even if you supported this originator and founder of Buddhism, in this age, in this time of tremendous distractions, upheavals, manipulation, avarice, and foolishness and stupidity, if you take on someone who's a votary of the Lotus Sutra, proselytizing on the Lotus Sutra, making sure it's correctly practiced, is of much more immense value than even supporting the originator, Shakyamuni Buddha. This is, on the one hand, displaying the nature of the challenge in our day, and at the same time, showing the tremendous reward and effort and the merits would be in the, but your path to Buddhahood would be so much more clear for your support of the proselytizing, the propagation of the Lotus Sutra through your own actions, but certainly through an individual who's obviously dedicated his entire life to pushing the erroneous views out of the way to put forth the correct teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha. This is of immense value, more immense than having supported the originator of Buddhism. And with that, Nichiren, of course, reminds Nanjo Tokumitsu of the tremendous value of his constantly supporting Nichiren, who is the votary of the Lotus Sutra in that day, right? According to the Buddha's golden words, in the next life, you are certain to be reborn in the pure land of Eagle Peak. What remarkable rewards you will gain. So the next life is simply the future. As you continue to practice Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, you will attain Buddhahood. That's what that says. Eagle Peak is a figurative place, a device to explore the mental space of Buddha-ness, right? This is the entire sermon of the Lotus Sutra takes place in this fictional place, which is really a mental space, not a physical space, right? This is a mountainous place, remote from all human habitation. Not a single village is found in any direction. So now we're getting a clue as to Nichiren's residence, right? Although I live in such a forsaken place, deep in this mortal flesh, I preserve the ultimate secret law inherited from Shakyamuni Buddha, the Lord of Teachings, at Eagle Peak. So they were restating the same things, right? My heart is where all Buddhas enter nirvana. My tongue, where they turn the wheel of the law. My throat, where they are born into this world. And my mouth, where they attain enlightenment. The Daimoku, right? Because this, and the mouth is a place of attaining enlightenment, because it's a direct relationship to our Bodhisattva way. The Bodhisattva teaches by example, certainly, but by communicating and assisting in putting others on the path, right? That's Bodhisattva way. So through the mouth, where they attain enlightenment is exactly a supportive statement to that. Because this mountain is where this wondrous votary of the Lotus Sutra dwells, and he's not aggrandizing Nichiren, he's wondrous, he's acknowledging the mission that his life has taken, That's wondrous, right? How can it be any less sacred than the pure land of Eagle Peak? So there you are, once again, laying out that this land of Eagle Peak we talk about all the time is a mental construct. And he's instantiating that mental construct where he is in Minobu, as remote as it is. He's all the more focused on his mission as votary of the Lotus Sutra. Therefore, he's attaining that mental space of Eagle Peak, right? This is what, quote, the words and phrases of the Lotus Sutra means when, in quote, it says, since the law is wonderful, the person is worthy of respect. Since the person is worthy of respect, the land is sacred. The Supernatural Powers chapter reads, quote, when in a forest, beneath the tree, in monks' quarters, in such places have the Buddhas entered Nirvana. Those who visit this place can instantly expiate the offenses they have accumulated since the infinite past and transform their evil world tendencies, deriving from the three types of action into the three virtues. A suffering traveler in central India once came to Heat-Free Lake to quench the fires of anguish in his heart. He proclaimed that he could fulfill his desire as a clear pool pond, cool pond can satisfy all those who are thirsty. Although Heat-Free Lake and this place are different, the principle is exactly the same. Thus, Eagle Peak of India is now here at Mount Minobu in Japan. It has been a long time since you were last here. You should come to see me as soon as you possibly can. I am looking forward eagerly to seeing you. How can I describe your sincerity? In truth, it is splendid. Nichiren. Quite a heartfelt thank you and appreciation for this follower, student, who has been, whose behavior over life, as mother lost her husband, his younger brother. We've been reading about all of this through Nichiren's letters, and Nanja Tokumitsu, just an excellent, excellent human being. That's not to say he's faultless, but certainly in his pursuit of Myoho Rengekyo, it would be hard to equal him. Just the support and the that he gives to Nichiren is really, really amazing. So Nichiren makes sure that he understands how much he appreciates him, and he wants him to come visit him. Not only him, Nichiren, but he makes a point of saying that his retirement, his location in Minobu, has become the place of honoring this mental space, this Buddha-ness. And so come and share the space with me of Buddha-ness. Yeah, Nichiren always speaks not only of himself, but of his mission and of the wondrous practice of enlightening, awakening our Buddha nature, right? Next one up is Wulung and Ilung. That's another wonderful letter, but we won't get into that today. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Oh man, this morning I did a gongyo out in the school, in the temple that's situated inside the Kwun. And I used the new bell that we got, just a beautiful new bell. And the purchase of that bell was all thanks to you guys, your donations, large and small, your patronage on Patreon, your use of the PayPal.me app. And man, that does not go unnoticed. Much as this letter, I want you to know how much I appreciate your support of what I'm doing here. This channel, the website, the bookstore, the Gohanzan store, all of it. Certainly this school, as it comes closer and closer to completion. It's such a major, major event for me. It changes my life and hopefully the lives of others through this channel, through the other means, and anything that I can do to popularize this school in this area. Once it's completed, with total confidence, I'll be able to invite people and have events. And even in the Bible Belt, see if I can push some Buddhism into here. But I'm immensely happy that you guys are all over the world. And I'm immensely, immensely gratified by that. I know that it's not me, but the Buddha's words, Nichiren's teachings, that you all crave and want. And I'm doing the best I can to make that as clear a route for you as possible without impingement of any other agendas. There's so much of that today. We see it in every aspect of our society. And so I'm going to shut up now. I just want you to know how deeply I appreciate your participation, just watching these videos, downloading the podcasts, and your support. Means the world. Namo myoho renge kyo. You take care of your health, please, and be kind. I'll see you soon. Bye. Hey, thank you for being here. Did you know there's a third way you can help support this channel, and it won't cost you a cent? Yep. If you are not able to be a patron on Patreon or use the PayPal me at .com at Sifu Sylvain, because you don't have the financial fortune to help support this channel right now. You, as I say, always support this channel by watching, but you can also help us grow so that maybe one day we can get over 10,000 subscribers and YouTube will grace us with monetization. It's not a lot, but if you can make sure you're subscribed and share a video, like a simple one, just go into the search criteria and type monk and you'll have a video that'll come up that's been up for years about what is a monk. You know, it's called monk, who, how, where, something like that. That might be a great introduction to somebody who doesn't understand what a monk is to begin with. It's a tool. Use this channel as a tool to help you with your bodhisattva practice, and share a video to somebody who you think, oh, I know somebody who'll benefit from watching this. And in that way, you can help us grow. And that's a really good way to help your practice along as well. So just wanted to drop that in on you in case that's something that you might find useful. Take care of yourself again, and I'll see you soon. Bye.